This is our hobby and craft page. INTS is affiliated with realrufus.com, and all the galleries for art and sculpture are accessible from both pages. This is a short introduction to these pastimes, and any associated links are found on the page you just came from. Nobody should go through life without several hobbies, or at least one. If you feel that your existence does not seem to count for much, or if you're bored with the usual routine, you feel ripped off in life because your marriage or family plans did not quite work out the way you expected for any reason at all, you need a hobby. Everybody should have certain things that they do for themselves on a regular basis all of their lives, and those are garden, an exercise routine, a creative outlet, and a pastime. You need these things to be healthy, both physically and mentally, and unfortunately many people in modern society take meds instead, and I include alcohol in that category. A few recreational medications is quite alright, as long as they don't control you. But if you see these problems getting out of control, then you should get a project right away and lose yourself in it. The common ones that are acceptable for women in the past were creative cooking, decorating, knitting, social work, and a flower or vegetable garden. Today, you could take up skydiving and no one would even bat an eyelash because women have achieved at least that much freedom and equality. As far as hobbies are concerned, you might not set up a model railroad or start playing with radio control cars, but in the 50s, my mom got involved in those two hobbies by opening a hobby store in Westford with all the natural women's hobbies like artificial florals and figurine painting. And since she had two sons, included those very things, such as the model railroads and the radio control airplanes and cars. There are links to her personal pages with friends and family showing many of the old photos of her displays and hobby interests. In the Ruby store page, you will find thumbnails below that link to many of the hobbies that are still practiced here in her name and honor, even though she is long gone, and she's still on the web in Ruby's creative art, and she's now digital. Don't try to think of your hobby as beginning a business unless you're into that. It can be a waste of money, and that's all right. Your peace of mind is so important that you need something like a craft that you can think about and take with you wherever you go, even only in your mind. Even if only in your mind. Write a novel. Take lessons in oil painting or acrylic or watercolors, but don't elevate it to the point that you expect to become world famous or feel you're a failure if it comes to nothing. That's a bad attitude. Just do something you might like, and don't spend too much to get into it, or even try something that costs nearly nothing. You can join a club, just get some friends involved, or do it on your own. But make sure you need as little as possible to be able to do it. If you decide to take up bicycle riding or skiing, for example, don't give in to the usual routine of having to have all the latest equipment and duds just to start out. Chances are the whole shebang will get stuck in the garage and make you feel bad because you aren't using it, like all that unused exercise equipment I see in everyone's basement. Get an old mountain bike. Where are we here? Get an old mountain bike and start out that way, wearing whatever you have, and then, if it works out, add a bit at a time, and eventually you can get the spandex and the $3,100 racer. Bicycle riding is more of an exercise routine, but could start out as a hobby, too. Much of what I do as an old guy is listen to people's personal problems and try to give them advice on how to continue on and change the things that need to be changed to make themselves happier and more fulfilled. People quite often feel that they just aren't doing anything important or interesting, and I always relate to them that I would be lost without my projects. Personally, I have my computer, and I'm in love with it, sorta, and I have the websites, and I must be kept up. I do ceramics, but not all the time, and I'm finally at the point with my artwork that people actually pay good money for my stuff. I have the garage and the motorcycles and the sports cars. But when I get tired of one thing, I switch to another, and never put any great pressure on myself to succeed, because in the long run, it's just all for fun. If you are artistic or creative, then you probably already do something and may have begun a career with it. But that's just not the main point here. You need a project that takes your mind off everything and gives you a continuum to each day. Today, you can say that you finally dug the flower garden down by the fence. It makes you feel satisfied, and it gets you off your duff. You will talk about it at the dinner table and be proud of your accomplishment. You will doze off at night planning the locations of the wildflowers that you always wanted to dig up in the field next door. You will lose yourself in the beauty of creativity, and someone may even come along and give you a compliment on it. That's what life is all about. Get a hobby. You can write to me about any interest you have, and I always have time to email at least a couple of times. If we have a common interest, then you might want to contribute to this page. We are all exactly what we think we are, and the trick is to get a better impression of yourself and really feel good. Namrensor.